the volume.
Man, as a Louisville fan, it was so hard trying to get tickets to the Louisville-Kentucky game. I know it happens every year, but it's so hard to get tickets. It should not be that hard to get a ticket to support your team and be a true fan. And with Game Time, that problem is no longer an issue. You shouldn't have to worry about buying tickets to your next big event.
Game Time is a fast and easy way to buy special tickets for any event, game.
With great last-minute deals, all-in prices, the best views from your seat, Game Time takes away you having to worry about all the other stuff and gets you right straight to the event.
So go ahead and take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time.
Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code CLUB520.
If you use code CLUB520, man, you get $20 off.
So go ahead, download the Game Time app, sign up, and while you're at it, go ahead and use the promo code CLUB520 for $20 off your first purchase on the app. Terms apply. Again, when you sign up, make sure you use the promo code CLUB520, and we'll get you started off with $20 off your first purchase.
Download Game Time today.
Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay Authenticity Guarantee. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy. Without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
MTV's official Challenge Podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we back. Another episode of Club 520 Podcast. I'm the host. My name is DJ Wells. Same gang with me. To my left, my dog, Bishop B. Hen out the Pearlies. How you what, Nasty?
Cool and Nasty. What's pod, baby?
They said we can't ask you how you was no more in the intro after that chicken. They said we got to ask you some more subtle questions. We don't want
to
trigger you
to
in here.
To clean that up, I just tasted the shit. You got to take the whole thing to get activated. I'm not trying to get activated around the guys. I just wanted to see what it tastes like.
Now, I have a question. Is there an instruction mail that comes with that? Because that bag just look like ingredients. They don't have no... Like, did the gas station tell you what to do?
You know, you, in order for this to fully work at its best ability, you can't half dose it. Either go all or go home.
Man, what?
Feel me? So that was just an enhancer. Shout out to the Eagle. You feel me? I'll come sit down and do another tutorial.
I'm going to say right now, they're not going to let you in the establishment. Put that in your pocket.
Hell no.
To my right, my dog, Young Nacho, Young Teague. How you what, man?
I'm chilling, bro. I can't. I just lost my voice, so.
Yeah, you was Nino Brown giving our laptop to the kids.
Yeah, man. Trying to get back to the community, but it's all good. I'm about these about it though, for real though. These my beat 'em ups.
Hey.
Olympic sevens. I fuck with them though.
Hey, for the love of the games. Olympic sevens, that's one of my favorite sevens.
Nah.
One of the coldest blue Jordans. And them count as blue Jordans to me.
Yeah.
You can get them off with a fit. That's official. That's a Foot Locker 6, but you can get them off with a fit.
Hey, you gotta stop that.
You can get them off with a fit for sure.
You disrespect
them raw.
What's the better Jordan, them or the military blue fours?
Those.
Yeah, I like these better.
Yeah, those for sure.
I ain't looked at them in a minute. They dirty as fuck, but I kind of like them now, and I'm looking, I'm going to get a new pair.
Nah, the sevens go hard. Yeah. Sevens definitely go hard, especially that Olympic period. That was a different time. That was a summer shoe for a couple years in a row. Like, especially when they start really going crazy with the retros and shit. The sevens was always a player-ass summer shoe. But we got a lot of shit to talk about. A lot of flagrant shit happened this week. First off, we know we don't start the episode off with a get well soon, but the Porter family, get well soon.
Damn.
We should just do a list of motherfuckers need to get well soon. Devin Haney, get well soon.
Oh, listen. I didn't even want to wear these essentials today because of him.
Porter, get well soon. Who else?
Man, that's a lot of niggas, bro.
J. Cole, get well soon.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till we talk about music today. Definitely get well soon, J. Cole.
Well, the one who's making number one on my list is Quavo.
Get well soon.
Get well soon?
That's number one.
Let's start there. Let's start there.
Like,
let's start there.
Chris Brown, go. For 2024, greatest diss track that has been presented to the world.
Greatest.
Went straight for the gusto. 2 minute spiel. I fucked your bitch while you had her.
Is that fit?
They should have killed you instead of take off.
That was ridiculous.
You just a bitch ass nigga. I should have smacked you when we were sitting at the gala, but I spared you because I didn't want to fuck the money up. It's just very direct. You don't have to think about it. No Kanye West type shit. No J. Cole shit. You had to, you know what I mean? Oh, he was talking about, Chris Brown on your ass.
Yeah, I fuck with that. Was he fed, though, for telling that he fucked?
For sure fed.
Absolutely.
But Chris Brown, he petty. He petty.
I like that.
And it's been niggas do it to him. You know, not say tit for tat is cool, but that's part of who do. Like light skinned niggas, that's what they do.
That's crazy.
For sure. No offense, DJ, but that's your lineage. Like, I'm not even mad that's at racist. Him for saying that. Like if a dark skinned nigga be like, all right, bro, we might have to check him about that. You fucking up our brand for real. But DJ and them, that's just what they do. So
hey, dark skinned niggas says look at Stringer Bell.
Nah. Charleston White is light skinned, DJ.
No, the fuck he's not.
Yes, he is, bro.
I just rewatched Dave Chappelle on the racial draft. We do not accept Charleston White.
Drake, he be snitching, bro.
Drake is white. White boy.
No, don't do that. He's mixed.
You never drove a Chevy, white boy?
He's blended. So Chris Brown, Quavo is definitely number one on the list.
Get Wilson.
I give David Haney. What's that boy name?
Haney. We're going to just breeze past that Chris Brown shit. Why does he hate him? Because they showed the clips of him like the last 2 years in that basketball league calling him out. Like, what did he do?
Well, they fell out back when after they made the song Moses, which is a fire record with French Montana. But they fell out way back then. And it was some female shit.
He fucked with Karrueche.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that too. But I didn't know that was the...
Nah, yeah. But it go way back. You feel me? Yeah. I just think Quavo's not the... He's a dope artist, but when you get to battling, Chris Brown rap for real on that type of bullshit. He do the freestyles. I ain't saying he Cole and Ye and them, but that nigga knows how to rap way better than Quavo.
Fuck the... I'm not going to go that far.
What? Chris Brown is a way better rapper than Quavo.
Yeah, Quavo
bro.
Can't rap.
It's not like even that. Close.
Quavo, lyrically.
Yeah.
Lyrically.
Quavo for sure. Make good music. Damn. Singing for
my nigga snapping
like
on them
target.
I'm a breezy music fan.
I fuck with Chris Brown. I just wasn't so shit, easy to say he's a better rapper. I'm not sitting here vouching for Quavo bars.
It's a landslide.
Respects.
Shaquille O'Neal shoe and a Michael Jordan shoe.
Damn.
What you wearing to the club?
That was disrespectful.
Yeah, which Shaq? Well, first of all, if you wearing Shaq to the club, you need to be escorted out.
No, you don't. It's a respected brand.
But which Shaq? Because Shaq got Reeboks?
No, Shaq got
Walmarts.
No, the Shaq hanging on the Dust Bowl rim.
Oh, Reeboks. Yes. The Reeboks.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, it's not even a landslide, bro. I don't even know why y'all thinking it's close. Like, Takeoff, I mean, Migos, Quavo is the third best rapper in the group.
Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
In his group. That. The hooks, I give you Quavo. But if we're talking about rapping, give me Takeoff and Set for sure.
Oh, yeah, Set was always the best Migos.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, what's crazy, outside of the music, just more of who's more pettier and who's willing to go the distance in real life, Chris Brown's going to always win in any of them situations because he has more money and more fame than everybody else.
Yeah, and he'd be on that, though.
And he's been famous since he was, like, 15.
Yeah, and he running through them women out there. Yeah. You feel me? So it's kind of like, it's the wrong nigga to, you're supposed to battle the homie, not Breezy. And then,
but he said, though, he was like, bro, I ain't even on that with you. He's like, oh, I don't care.
You are, though, bro. I don't think, but I told y'all, like, the when Drake is dissing, like, if he go at ASAP and them, you got to play them clips where niggas is on your dick, bro. Pause, like, and then.
Because Chris crazy. Brown did that, didn't he?
Yeah.
I heard that part.
Bro, I don't want no smoke, blah, blah, blah. But nah, nigga, too late.
He sampled a nigga that dissed him as far.
Chris Brown, yeah, he up one.
That's
up.
Hard. You play that nigga shit, then you play that Who Won't Smoke With Me? Hard, bro. Man, genius.
I wanted Drake to play the Buried Alive interlude before he dissed Kendrick, because I thought that shit would have been funny. But yeah. Him using fucking AI Snoop and AI Tupac is out of pocket.
I love that.
The AI pocket.
It's petty as fuck, and I love it.
I was rolling.
Why
are
you doing
lie.
All that, Mike?
You said it was out of pocket. I fucked with it.
No, it's genius.
Okay.
It's absolutely genius.
The whole idea of it was just epic to me.
Yeah, he's too good. Yeah, he's too good at this shit, bro.
Dissing the nigga with his idols is crazy. It don't matter what they said. They could have said a whole bunch of bullshit. That shit is just funny.
It's too good.
Where you at, bro?
He too good. He too calculated, bro.
Hey, you lost. No, ain't no hiding. You the boogeyman, all that other shit.
You gotta get in the
Come
booth.
Come outside, bro.
I wanna hear it. I fuck with K-Dot. You gotta get in the booth, nigga. Yeah. Drake done gave you two responses in a week. I know it took him about 3 or 4 weeks.
I told y'all long about the Drake shit. I said, that nigga, I understand it's a battle. Niggas gotta come out quick, pause, but it's... He got so much shit in the chamber, bro.
He too
and it's,
calculated, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Now it's like Kendrick has to catch up. You so far behind the A-ball, hey, bro.
Kendrick should just leave it alone.
Play that.
No. He better the fuck not.
At this point, he just gotta just be like... I don't give a fuck.
It's like when you joning on a nigga, bro, you like, all right, bro, strike one, strike two. I always give him a couple strikes. Get your funnies off, bro. Get the crowd engaged, bro. When this bitch get to going, it's on. We ain't stopping, bro.
It's going
to
look like Devin Haney yesterday.
For real.
Yeah.
He going to keep getting knocked down.
Yeah, it's over with. Just,
right. Hey, Ryan Garcia, motivation. You don't got to train. You ain't got to do nothing.
Drink Hennessy.
It's time to show up.
That nigga was tricking them niggas, man.
Drink Hennessy, bro.
It was water in that bottle.
Somebody who was drinking beer. He would drink fucking beer.
It was water.
He beat his ass, bro.
He beat the shit out that nigga.
Devin Haney let down the black community.
My nigga, bro. Phil was so disappointed.
For sure.
That nigga left my crib, nigga. I said, what the fuck, man? He let us down. He let us down. I couldn't even talk. My voice was gone. I was crying laughing.
Phil threw that Kango on Meridian all about Devin Haney.
Yeah.
Dr. Umar, we need a video for Devin Haney ASAP.
Which made it even funnier because P was rooting for Devin Haney.
Wow.
And she was just like,
see, you out of pocket. I mean, P, you out of pocket. We're going against the grain. Shit. Stick to the soil.
That's not her lineage.
You're supposed to have on your La Bamba hat.
I was rooting for Ryan.
Hey, man. He beat the shit out of Haney, man. And nobody wanted Ryan.
Knocking
to
a
win.
Nigga down 3 times like that, bro.
And he's never been knocked down before.
A left hook.
Dog, he came out there in the essentials. I said, this nigga's not serious.
That nigga was dizzy, bro. I'm telling you.
That nigga had them Zab Judah legs.
For sure.
Started. Don't say Zab Judah name. He below.
Oh, yeah. I mean, no. Listen, I can't even talk that well. I sound like the Cookie Monster. Listen.
Ja T.
The real Ja.
Man, fuck out of here. Nah, Devin Haney,
the real
man.
Ja is funny as fuck.
Devin Haney got to get it together, bro.
Get well soon.
Yeah. He's barking too much. And your daddy.
That's why I don't like Devin Haney. I don't like his pop.
That's what everybody says. Bro, everybody
he was
father.
Trying to run from that camera. They was on his ass when he was trying to walk to the whip. Hey, nah, nigga, answer these questions, nigga.
That nigga ain't really want to dab Ryan at first. Yeah, turned to his
he
back.
Said he bamboozled him, man. We need a rematch. No, fuck him.
He fell for the Okie, though.
Yeah.
That nigga Ryan smart. Probably weighed in at probably 170 when he fought that nigga, though.
Man.
That nigga looked biggish, pause. He looked way heavier than that nigga. I'm like, ain't no way that nigga 143. That nigga probably 165 at minimum.
Then him being 3 pounds, quote unquote, overweight, cost a whole bunch of shit in that situation, too, which is crazy. Because he handled him. Like, he handled that, bro. And that ref is crazy.
Yeah, ref was cheating like
a
motherfucker.
He saved him that round, bro. I don't care what nobody, he saved him. Ryan was going to knock him the fuck out that round.
He did that twice, bro.
That shit's crazy.
I was nervous. I'm like, damn, if they knock this nigga out, it's going to be.
I couldn't wait.
God damn, the red, white, and green flag is going up.
And they don't even fuck with him like that. That's what makes it crazy. Like, obviously, they do, but like, the perception of Ryan Garcia has never been like, oh, we fuck with him. Everybody's like, man, I can't wait till he loses.
Yeah.
So for David Haney to lose him, it's just like, nigga.
Yeah, he told them too. Like, I don't respect nobody that go to them Diddy pool parties. I said, oh, damn,
Ryan Clown. That's when he became my favorite. That's when I was like.
When he said that, I said, oh.
That's when I said.
Somebody reposted his face with him getting on the ground in a pool with Diddy. And that was ridiculous. I don't care how bad he lost on TV.
Talking about when he had the buns and the air pulls. Nah, you
Javon already, say what you see Tank.
Tank said that.
Hey, man, they had him in the pool with him laying down on the mat, man.
With Diddy behind him. That's crazy.
All of the memes of niggas getting knocked out. You had Roy Jones. You had the Pacquiao one that was famous.
Then they threw Meek voice on him with the get up shit.
With the wrestling.
Damn, man.
Did you see Meek Mill in his cyber truck?
Nah, I seen Anthony Edwards. Yeah, that bitch raw, bro.
Nah, his is fire, but you see Meek Mill crash this. You know, I had a recall on all of them. They said the pedals and the stuff, like some of the accelerator stuff was fucked up in them.
Damn, nah.
But his shit was crashed. I'm just like, it's something every week we make deal. This nigga lives the dangerous life I've ever seen in my life.
Nobody's Cybertruck harder than Zaytoven, so.
Nah.
I ain't seen it.
My nigga Key Locks, the yellow one?
Yeah, that shit hard too. But Zaytoven shit clean.
I ain't seen Zaytoven. He got
He got all black. We just blacked that bitch out, but the rims is crazy.
Oh, yeah. That wins automatically.
Yeah, that motherfucking nasty.
I think them are so far.
Nah, I think they are so far. I'm still waiting.
Your wish list?
Yeah, I'm still waiting.
Yeah, how much are those? 200?
It was only 200 to get on the list, but I don't know how much you got to pay for them.
Yeah.
I was going to say, I don't know why I wanted to make them 100. I probably got them for
They probably 135, 150, something like that.
They look fire. I've seen one in the city. I said, oh, this is crazy.
Yeah, somebody got one?
Basic model started like 80, 82.
Oh, that's so
Wait,
that's
basic
fair.
Model?
Like the, and then you could like, it goes up to 102.
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah, it's not, yeah. I would say they're not that, they're not 200.
Oh, no, that's definitely reasonable.
Then why was that nigga trying to sell a football player one for 250?
Yeah, and that's where I got kind of 200 because Jeff said something about that conversation.
It's a couple of my thing that, like, don't quote me, but I believe they're like bulletproof and everything else. Them is different.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
Meek Mill's is definitely 250 then.
Them is outfitted.
The one that, did you see how it looked when it was crashed? That bitch looked like it was about 150.
Yeah, motherfucker probably trying to shoot him till he catch on fire.
So he got the bullet gun.
Go on. Don's guns. Come on and wrap this bitch. Come on and wrap it on.
What? Y'all niggas retarded.
Hey, speaking of fights, y'all see friend of the show, AB. Andrew brought a child to promote the fight with Coil Leray. He's like, hey, slide to my fights. He was like, don't shoot at me on IG Live. He's like, psych. It's good promo.
Shout out to.
Please, bro. Can we get the schedule? Yeah. Can our schedules align so AB can come on this fight?
I can't wait, bro.
Oh, like dead ass, bro. We got to figure that one out.
Yeah, we've having to dispel our WAP all because of Adrian Broner.
That'll be our best Midwest podcast for sure.
Thanks.
That shit's funny.
My nigga from the Natty, so I know he got some shit. We the same.
Hey, they was hating though. They were just like, is it lame to shoot on somebody's Instagram live? I'm like, nigga, it don't matter where you shoot.
Hell nah. Y'all
that's
kind of
player.
My fault not to bring Ray back into this, but shit, do your thing.
Oh.
Hey, we forgot to mention the best part of that story. He got catfish.
Hey, oh my mama. This podcast is not meant to be tacky. Because we was out of kind of pocket. I watched that again. I said, yeah, we tripping.
I know why.
He was the first man to say,
I don't know why y'all posted that shit.
Some real shit. Y'all was out of pocket for that. Because that went up.
I said, y'all niggas is fed, bro.
That went up. I forgot that this nigga called, oh, Ray Allen's a demon. I said, man, this nigga, man.
He is. R.P.
Get well soon.
Get well soon, bro.
Still.
Mike read the tweet. I said, what were we doing?
I don't know why y'all. I don't have a voice. Fuck. I don't know why y'all made it a reel, though. I was like, they wilding. But this shit funny as hell.
He's never coming.
I was like, Ray Allen.
Never.
We can check him off the list.
Moneybag, Ray Allen,
Dwayne Wade,
D-Wade. Just not.
Definitely.
They're not coming on the show. And any of their friends, so.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over for Brian.
Oh, yeah, nigga, listen. No, Chris Paul definitely is not doing
CP,
it.
CP, damn, bro.
Wait till V's episode drop.
Damn, CP.
We're not getting that episode.
So we ain't getting no Haney episode.
We don't want that. That's a check for us.
I ain't mad about that.
I'm just playing. Shout out to David Haney. Get well soon. Hey, man. J. Cole, he got to respond to Kanye. I know he didn't want to do with all this, whatever bullshit excuse he gave us. But Kanye get on that remix and say, you play J. Cole, scaring the hoes.
My nigga, yeah, he said he fucking bitches in the Sean John tees.
Yeah, he's a pervert. Yeah, he's a pervert.
Did you see that picture of him in Metro Boomin? Niggas call him Devon Dudley. I was crying.
That nigga's a pervert, bro.
He wearing those shorts. See, you niggas got Yay going. He got on wearing them big ass cutoff shirts. I said, man, he look nasty, bro.
Hey, he be in public looking crazy.
But the production on that dick, fire. Fire.
Man, I'm not fucking with Ye. No
next
more,
level
man.
Shit, bro. He's the GOAT, bro.
Yeah, he'll pull up on you too. So he's the greatest, like, bro. Yeah, long.
Nah, Ye still the GOAT in my eyes.
No, yeah, for sure.
He be walking around dressed like Blade, but my nigga be wild.
Shout out to that dude, man.
And he low-key, I hate it because he just be meddling. None of this shit had to do with you, bro.
Nah, bro. J. Cole dropped False Prophets a long time ago, bro. And said, bro, you never gonna smoke. Talk your own shit. And he been waiting.
Karma? Is that what you call it?
Since you ain't responding to nobody no more, you don't wanna got no diss tracks, it's my perfect time. Tell you, yo, music, get the hoes scared. And you can't say nothing to me.
I used to tell y'all that back in the day, but y'all hated me for it.
J. Cole don't. He got some songs to get the pussy going,
bro. Bro, we fuck with Cole, bro, but we not playing Cole.
Even Jay-Z told him, bro, you got to get you a Marshall record, bro. You a Marshall record.
That's not what he was talking about.
Yes, it was. That's when he made the song with, I forgot that one song.
Cole was hating.
What's that one song?
Fuck, I can't think of it.
Nobody's perfect, but you're perfect for me.
Yeah, man. I mean, you can play Power Trip in the club.
Yeah.
But I'm cool when a J. Cole set in the club. That's my nigga.
Telling niggas that music is scared of hoes is nuts. Bro. I hate conscious rappers anyway.
Who all scared of hoes?
First Kendrick? Team?
Common. Nah, he got...
He be trying to uplift the hoes, so he out of pocket.
He got that one song for the hoes.
He got one. He had to get him a Marshall record, too. What's my nigga? Lupe Fiasco. We gonna reach back.
Yeah. Chance the Rapper.
For sure.
Nah. Yo, Chance the Rapper got songs for
the hoes. He trying to send the hoes to Sunday school. Bro. Next.
Nah, bro. Get your hoes straight.
Oh, no. He I ain't going to be messy. Shout out to Chance the Rapper.
He got some new hoes.
For sure.
It ain't too many, though. It's just a few.
Nah.
Like.
Nah.
I don't want to give
you
nice.
A mag in the club.
What's that? The hoes love him off the strength.
Yeah.
They love him off the strength.
But are in the club? See,
if I rule the world, he got songs to hoes.
That song is fire.
He got hoes to songs.
Yeah, you can spend that. I ain't going to do Nas like that. But it's only a few, bro. Kendrick is
nigga, what's my one? Uchiwali? I'll sing that.
Uchiwali? Shabang Bang? That's a whole record.
Bodyguard had the best flow on the whole fucking song.
Yeah, that's a GTA strip club song for sure.
Damn,
Uchiwali for sure.
But give us
it ain't too many niggas, bro, scaring the hoes. Especially now.
I mean, it is. It's just not who we listen to on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
Kendrick scared the hoes for sure.
Damn.
100%. 100%. Damn. Especially that last album. No.
That shit scared me.
Yeah, that's just not it, bro.
Get your gun to clock, nigga.
Fuck the hoes. That nigga was scaring me. God damn, I need to be more black.
Oh, yeah, he was too black for me.
Yeah, when To Pimp a Butterfly came out and I was like, I don't like this. You're not black enough. You don't get it. It's too deep, nigga. It is. I don't want to hear that shit, nigga.
Yeah, I ain't tapped in.
Yeah, I started.
I love my black
shit. I started drinking alkaline water, all type of shit. Trying to get my soul right.
And
you still gonna die when you post to. That's the thing about all these healthy motherfuckers. Y'all time clock, bitch, you're gonna die at 45. You're done.
The shot clock is already
fuck how much sea moss you indulge. When that time, that contract is up, you're through, bitch. Leave me alone about my neck bones, bitch. I hope you choke on that sea moss. I had to get that off.
Shout out to Dr. Selby.
Bitch told me the other day, I'm at Longhorn. See, these niggas got to be started today.
That nigga got some neck bones from Longhorn.
That's what they call it.
Were you in the car in the restaurant when you got the neck bone?
He tried to fuck up my household. Look, so we at the bar. I got you, don't worry. You clapping. You know we do this. Let's turn up. We do this. The bitch said, are you sure you want three dresses? Bitch, if you don't have... You still bring out my motherfucking three dresses, bitch, so I can go crazy with my motherfucking yelling, bitch. Fuck wrong with you?
They trying to be stingy.
Now she G-checked you on the ranch.
That motherfucker already come in a little baby cup, bro.
A little plastic one. That's a shot.
Yeah, bitch. My seller got features on it, bitch. Run me all three of them.
Hey, no voice is weak as fuck. My fault, Mike. Not having no voice. I was
raw dog in the salad. It's crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
My bad.
And you know when you put a little dressing on some shit, you got to mix it around.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, because I make them put my shit in the to-go box so I can shake that bitch and go crazy.
You doing that there?
Shake it.
Yeah.
Shake it. Before.
Yeah, mix it, shake it. I live my raps.
It ain't only the drinks.
I live my raps for shit show. Yeah. Nah, but fuck that bitch at Long Walker
with a styrofoam box.
That nigga Trigger be talking about Aklon Walker. Crazy, fuck Paul. Y'all.
That was crazy. That movement was crazy. Pause.
Oh, bad.
Ever since motherfucker said, I said, take the wood or some shit.
Yeah. Oh, speaking about that, good shit.
What?
When you was talking about Coach.
What'd I say?
When you was talking about, you was like, and I was like, nah, Coach Woody, they got him. You was like, nah, I love Wood, but.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy.
IU. So, yeah. And yeah, I said, damn. Nigga clipped it up and sent it to my DM. I said, he said that casually. Nobody paused it.
We call Woodson Wood Pause. That's his last name. Woody, I should have said. Pause. I think it's crazy.
I was gonna say, just let it go. No way. Can't wait.
Just let it go.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
Hennessy is excited to celebrate the intersection of basketball with art, music, and fashion. Each of these elements of culture represent ways that fans, players, supporters pay homage to the game, both on and off the court.
Hennessy and Mitchell and us have come together for the ultimate drop, a limited edition collection to mark their shared love for basketball culture and to celebrate Hennessy's continued partnership with the league.
The exclusive collection will have a limited drop available for both in retail and online and will be featured on the Hennessy Arena Tour, making stops in
San Francisco, Saturday, March 9th, Dallas, Sunday, March 17th,
Atlanta, Saturday, March 30th.
Come see Club 520 Podcast taped live in each city.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only.
Please drink responsibly.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's a head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after, when you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts, not just any expert. Sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, shout out to Coach Woody, because I'm going to tell you right now, IU spent the NIL money.
Who they spent it on?
Nigga, they got so many decent players. First, they got to get here from Arizona.
Yeah.
And then they just got another, I forgot the two kids they got from.
They got a nigga from Stanford.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, damn, it's fucking me up. I remember, but they got like five kids in the top 30, 40 in the transfer portal.
Yeah. No, that's what's up.
You pay that ticket.
Yeah, I love that for them, bro.
I do too.
Yeah, bring that program back to where it's supposed to be.
Hey, we know it's fire. I seen Jerry Jones. The two niggas you should never link up, Jerry Jones and John Calipari. He said, hey.
It's money time.
You want to come to Arkansas? I got double.
Damn.
Yeah, I got some on that.
But you know the nigga that runs, the owner of Tyson's Chicken?
Mm-hmm.
He out there. He went to Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
Walmart. And the nigga from Hunt's, the ketchup shit.
Mm-hmm.
They all fucking boosters in Arkansas.
Damn. Cal tapped the fuck in.
Like we said before, off mic, we knew Kenny Payne was going to be in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Solidified.
Wow, niggas love chicken wings. So shit.
I ain't going to lie. Them Tyson chicken sandwiches in high school was heat.
But so we used to fuck with the spicy boys. Ours was on Tuesdays.
Well, ours was Fridays with the cheese. The
rest of the menu was trash.
Motherfuckers came in that silver envelope like commissary, nigga.
Oh
something.
God, nigga, stealing them and everything.
That's crazy. We grew up on hot pack, cold pack. So y'all
oh
had
God,
luxury.
Nigga, what's the meatloaf?
Shout out to IPS.
Meatloaf
with the gravy, with the mashed potatoes.
I used to go crazy.
Damn.
You know what's crazy?
That's probably why I got a calic in my stomach now. That's probably why I can eat a bitch and a pork chop at the same time, nigga. I had no smoke.
That's why they want you to drink alkaline water, because you had IPS lunch.
Sure, bro. My entire life. Swear to God, bro. But when we got to high school, we went to Ripple, so we had all Qdoba, Applebee's, all that shit.
Oh, yeah, I could go outside, can you?
We weren't supposed to, but we did.
Wasn't nobody going to stop y'all.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
For sure. It's been a crazy week, and with Miss Basketball, Caitlin Clark got that Nike deal, which we all seen coming.
Yeah.
Allegedly supposed to
it's
be
eight figures.
No. 20, it's supposed to be 20 million.
8 years, yeah, 24.
24 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's eight figures. Damn, that's what's up. Damn.
And they mad because Asia Wilson didn't get us through. And
Asia Wilson, that size 15. So what, baby?
Asia Wilson can't be up. She got to leave Nike.
Can't
bro.
Even put them in the H&M hill, baby. We got to appeal to the bastards. Ain't too many motherfuckers breeding 6'5". You feel me? Shout out to you. You cold.
The coldest.
You feel me?
She got to leave Nike, though. I believe she should have had a shoe, though.
Man, what?
Not over Kayla. He's
nuts. No, I'm just saying, like, women with big feet.
Nobody want her shoe, bro.
Yeah, it's...
You don't think they can
sell leave that alone, though. Why everything, just because Kaylin doing something, why we got to talk about, but try and do it for...
Because y'all motherfuckers in there, ma.
Damn,
y'all
man.
Y'all want me to tell the truth?
Nah, they be thinking we kind of playing both sides on the show.
We talk about every aspect of the conversation.
Fucking Dr. Umar.
If Nike wanted to sell a shoe to a black woman, they should have got Skylar from the jump.
Yeah.
That was the only girl that was going to sell shoes.
And I like the fact that people were bringing that up. They was like, we talk about NIL. We talking about all the things that the women's game is highlighted today. And Skylar Diggins was damn near bastardized because of the shit that they're doing now.
Yeah, for sure.
Very marketable.
I don't think that Asia was going to get a shoe with Nike. I mean, they gave her PEs and stuff, but that's obviously they weren't going to do that. I think what would be fire is if Under Armour got Asia Wilson, because obviously the South Carolina fit in the shoe. Because if Breonna Stewart can get a shoe, Asia Wilson get a shoe out the gate. But it's just not going to be with Nike. She should go to another company. She should go to Adidas. Adidas got the best basketball shoes right now. Yeah. Like, Nike overlooked her. It's fucked up, but it is what it is. They took Caitlin because they knew what they was going to do with that. She got to leave.
Asia Wilson cold at basketball.
Cold.
When it comes to off the court, like, I ain't checking for Asia Wilson. Like, no offense, but on the court, you cold. It's like, yeah, but you're not selling. I'm not like, if y'all would have told me that's Asia Wilson right there, I wouldn't have been like, who the fuck is that?
And I think what it is like in the basketball community, obviously we know who Asia Wilson is. And in the women's basketball community, she's huge. I think with Caitlin, obviously, for a couple of different reasons, it's very obvious. She appeals more to a masses that's like a no-brainer to sell shoes to.
Yeah, her and Sabrina, though. Like, you just know them. Like, if I seen them, I'd be like, damn, that's Sabrina, chick from the Liberty or whatever. Like, yeah. Asia Wilson is good, but I play basketball, so I know who she is. I know she cold. If you play basketball, you know who she is. If you don't, like, my wife don't care about basketball at all. She like, I'm sick of Caitlin Clark. She was like, she's everywhere. Yeah. I'm like, she was like, but she good, though. I'm like, how you know she good? You don't even watch basketball. She was like, shit, how much love she getting? She got to be good. Yeah. I'm like.
The Fever not even branding Asia the right way either. Like, for her to, for that to even be an
argument.
You
talking about Aaliyah Boston?
Aaliyah Boston. They're not branding her the right way. So
Aaliyah Boston, cool. She's straight, bro.
But it's not like.
But she's already a top five player in the W. She's cool. They don't have to brand her. She is perfect. Her
but I'm
NIL.
Saying like the off-court shit. Caitlin is just so much bigger than them.
She's probably one of the biggest women's basketball players ever. Not saying she's the best. Don't act fucking stupid. But
she's the most popular ever.
She's one of the most famous athletes ever. Right, like, or currently, right now. Like, if she walk in anywhere.
Yeah. Niggas gonna know Caitlin
the whole world. If she go to a sporting game, she go to the Knicks game or whatever, everybody gonna be like,
yeah, she's
Caitlin
more popular
Clark.
Than Tyrese Haliburton.
For sure. Nigga, hell yeah.
But I'm saying he's a mega star, damn near. All-NBA, all-star with the sad-ass Pacers, bro. He got the
same. Yeah, I mean, people gonna know who Tyrese is, but if they walk into, they go down somewhere, they gonna know her before her. She's everywhere, bro.
Man. Yeah, bro. It is what it is.
If Caitlin was cold, boy, that'd be crazy.
Yeah, if she looked like Skylar.
Yeah,
I shouldn't say that. But if she was like,
she had the appeal that Skylar had.
Because she don't care about like swag like that. She ain't really a fashionable.
Nah, I'm saying like if she had, like them little what's them Gonzalez twins, girlies to hoop.
Yeah,
like if they was good as Caitlin.
Yeah,
Lord.
You know what happened a couple years ago when Fever drafted our girl from West Virginia? She had the appeal, the look, but. It was Gaga.
Yeah,
Candace Parker, too, before she went left-handed full-time. She was, goddamn it, could have been pressure.
Shout out to Candace Parker, the real CP3.
Nah, the real Jimmy Harden. She Euro-stepped out the arena. I said, damn.
But they wasn't as good.
Hey, they was talking. So on Twitter, they had the WBA went crazy on Twitter this week. It was just like when the WBA players start making 100 M's, they start flying niggas out. Immediately, somebody put the picture of her and Sheldon. It was just like, y'all sleep. It's been a wave. I said, niggas are out of pocket.
That's a good question. Would y'all let a WNBA girl fly out?
No.
Send me an email confirmation.
All right, what about if it was the girl from West Virginia? I guess she was decent looking or whatever.
Send me the flight information.
I'm nothing on getting flown out by a girl in the W. That's weak.
That's crazy.
They going to have a car service pick me up and go to her game. Yeah,
crazy.
I'm dead.
That, I don't know, bro. It has to be. Yeah, I had to see like the roster. Because which one? You don't want Sylvia Fowles flying you out.
Oh, that's crazy.
you having to crack Sylvia Fowles after the game is nuts.
DMP coach's decision.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Y'all retarded, bro.
Especially after a loss.
Yeah, Adrian Wilson, though, for real, should go to Under Armour, though.
She should. They should really make that whole... Because I don't know what the situation is on Under Armour, South Carolina. I imagine they're not letting them go because it's more decisions than women's basketball when it comes to that type of sponsorship. Yeah. But they got to do that. They got to make some type of situation.
You know who's
going
to sign there? Steph, goddaughter, god sister, whatever she is.
Brink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's going to probably sign there. They probably going to give her a shoe, some shit.
I could be mistaken. I feel like she's in the commercial. I could be wrong. They just dropped one that was kind of fire.
Oh, for real.
But she should be, with that. And obviously, they made a pitch to Caitlin, too, but, I mean, you can't beat Nike right now.
Nah,
when it comes
to
that type of marketing, they've been having her on with plans.
Juju already signed with Nike, ain't she?
Yes, sir. NIL.
But Juju can sell shoes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Juju. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, people like that, like...
She got the game. She got the social media status. She got the the swag.
She's got the influence.
Yeah, she got the swag. Like, no offense to Asia Wilson.
I think that Asia Wilson can do it. It's just not going to be with Nike. I think people just have to let that go. Once I get
you
out
think
of
she
the
can sell shoes?
Yeah, in women's basketball, for sure. I'm not saying she's about to outsell anybody else, but yeah, you can.
Easier for guards to sell shoes.
It's we always know big man shoes sell the least. I get it, but I'm saying Asia Wilson could get a shoe with another company and it would be successful. I'm not saying it'd be a top five shoe, but it would be successful.
I don't think niggas rocking the Asia Wilson.
So they probably not, but she could dominate college basketball.
You rock shoes based off the person,
for sure.
Yeah. Who you feel like you like damn near close to mass majority world. Hey, niggas ain't breeding. How tall is she?
6'5", 6'6".
Ooh, size bit in shoe. Ooh. Niggas ain't breeding them, bro. It's hard, bro. Power forwards in the WNBA, they just not it. On the outside marketing, I'm rather go get me another little young guard that's turned up.
Yeah.
And she might not be even as good. But if I'm putting my product behind her, I want the social media.
Yeah.
Like, give me the backup point guard on the team. Like, Erica Wheeler, that's my dog, but she's marketable, though. Like, Adidas, she puts Adidas on, nigga.
Yeah.
Faithfully.
She had us on a pair of Adidas she had
so,
on.
Yeah.
But she ain't a top player in the league. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think when you giving somebody a deal, it's more like, what can you do for me type shit?
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree. I think that Caitlin's easily, obviously, we already talked about the marketing aspect, but I feel like another brand could take what Asia got going on and turn that bitch up if they want to.
I mean, she can have a shoe, but yeah. I'm just not saying,
size
like,
15 Under Armour is crazy.
And I don't know what her swag is like off the court. Like,
yeah.
But I'll tell you who's shoe going crazy and he killing motherfuckers in it. Anthony fucking Edwards.
Oh, that nigga cold.
Hey, bro. Hey, I seen y'all in the comments talking about I don't watch basketball. I know what I'm talking about because the Suns beat the Timberwolves all throughout the year. Y'all saw that first game.
Beat the shit out of him. Them niggas was healthy. Y'all know AE, my dog. I'll fuck with him. I'm glad to see him kill.
It's different.
But the Suns.
Changing the guard,
they got
bro.
Smacked by 25, bro. That is crazy.
AE the face of the NBA, bro.
Yeah, bro.
He the one.
Easy.
He the one. Just
on and off the court,
bro. He doing historic shit in his signature shoe. That's the best shoe of the year. He got the shoe of the year and he going crazy.
Put the batter in his back, bro. It's over with. Just.
Yeah, bro.
Man, he about to go on a USA Olympic tour. Yeah, he the one.
Hey, and also, shout out to Naz Reid. I feel like Naz Reid don't get enough credit. When Cat went down, everybody was like, ah, we don't know. Mm-hmm. Naz Reid been looking like a better fit for that team than Cat. Not saying he's better, but they ain't lost no sleep since he been out with him, bro. He been killing.
Naz Reid, one of them, though. He was a top two player in his high school class and shit. Max. He always been one of them. He just, went to school and shit didn't go how it was.
Yeah, had to wait his turn.
That's just really, his situation is definitely all about opportunity.
Yeah, but even when I was there with him, I knew he was special. I'm like, this nigga is a big guard, bro. Like,
dog, that reverse light he had yesterday on the breaks. Come on,
bro. He cold,
bro.
He one of them, though.
Nah, hey, you got Minnesota turned up.
Bro.
Swear to God, like, I ain't never, playing in Minnesota, I've never would thought
y'all
that.
Y'all had those expectations, though. When y'all got there, you, Jimmy, with Kat and them, y'all had them expectations.
Yeah, but we ain't had them.
Yeah.
Be like, them young, they young in turn.
Right.
But I would have loved to been with them. Like, they my type of guys. Like, Jimmy my dog, but Jimmy was in turn. Like, him, like, he turned.
Yeah.
Jimmy was more to himself or whatever.
Cat was
Wig. Wig wasn't in turn at all.
Uh-huh.
Wig super laid back. This nigga turned. He want all the smoke. Like, he put battery in people back.
Yeah, he got his teammates playing out of their body. Like, he know Cat and them are gums. He, nigga, I'm rocking with y'all, bro. Y'all my nigga.
Yeah, fuck it, we in here. Let's get it.
We're going to war type shit, so turn up. Even if this ain't your personality.
Bro, I've never seen Mike Conley talk as much as he has this year.
Yeah.
And I fuck with it.
He generational, bro.
That's good for him, too.
He one of them,
Mike Conley is great for him.
Deserve it. Another bag, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, I was watching that series a couple possessions. I was like, damn, EJ versus Mike Conley in 2024. That's crazy.
Them niggas is living a great life, boy. Shout out to them boys, some Indianapolis
he's
boys.
He's a freak, man.
I don't know why he called you that, but. I don't. Shout out to Freak EJ. I don't know what's going on.
Shout out to EJ. But nah, listen, we was talking about it, man. Our stars we love. The niggas are just old now. LeBron went crazy yesterday. It's not going to be enough against the Nuggets, bro.
It's over with. They getting swept.
Yeah, they might get one in the Staples. Might, but from what I saw yesterday, they played
ass off that first half, and it didn't matter.
He's got too tired, bro.
Your best player just can't be 35 anymore.
True, but just the Nuggets are just too deep, bro. It's too many niggas that can score, bro.
They're a championship
20 points,
team.
Bro. It's too many niggas. I got five niggas that can get you 20 every fucking night.
Yeah, that series over, bro.
So, I mean, get well soon. LeBron, go crazy. Build that portfolio, but shit, it's a wrap, bro.
It's over for the Suns, too.
Yeah. I didn't have no faith in them at all.
I did, man. I swear to God, I thought if they was healthy, they'd be able to figure it out.
I think the only problem is that, like we said about KD and LeBron, bro, they can't be your best players anymore on your team and be thinking you're going to win a title. Those teams aren't constructed. Like, the way Devin Booker ain't going to play that bad every game, but Jesus, he stunk it up yesterday.
And that was a problem, though.
Stunk it the fuck up.
That was a problem.
And he won't play that bad, but...
But he didn't help in any other way.
Brad shouldn't have went there.
Nope.
Brad supposed to be in Miami right now.
I see that.
He supposed to be in Miami.
I definitely see that. How y'all feel about the Lakers? I mean, not Lakers, the Knicks. The Sixers matchup.
Sixers. Joel Embiid is clearly not healthy to me. I think the Knicks going to handle that. That'd be a five-game series.
I love that the Knicks is one of the top teams in the East right now.
That's good for the NBA.
Yeah, I fuck with the Knicks, though. I love Tim Tibbs, though. Like, that's my dog. Like, he's one of the coolest coaches ever. It's for him to have some success in New York because he love the Knicks, bro. He fucking loves New York.
That's fire. So, I ain't know that.
Yeah, he loves the Knicks. For him to have some success there and then see, like, JB and all them dudes I watched when they was growing up, see Dante playing with Tay.
White Dante.
Yeah, see them hooping.
Nah, that's fire. Like, that Villanova shit, cold. I fuck with tight. That. But I think that, yeah, it's real crazy that you see, like, the young talent going crazy. I'm really interested to see OKC. They getting a lot of smut on their name for no reason. I don't think that the Pelicans got nothing for them. Get well soon, Zion. Zion was fucking killing in that playing game. That's the one thing we didn't talk. That playing tournament, Adam Silver got that right.
Yeah.
That shit's been fire. It's been giving us quality basketball before the playoffs.
Yeah, that shit hard. What he pulled his hamstring with? What his little side joint say?
Bro, she said she put the voodoo on him, bro. That's what nigga said as soon as he got hurt, bro.
Man. She was hyped, too.
Damn, he pulled a hammy. Fuck. They need Z, too.
He was killing.
Killing.
He was killing, bro.
They need him, bro. That sucks.
B.I. gonna kill, though.
B.I. gonna hold it down. Now, they should have won that game if C.J. McCollum fucking showed up. C.J. did not show up. They did not give Zion no help that game like he needed. If anybody else would have had a decent game, they would have beat the Lakers, bro.
That's fucked up.
But that playing shit has been giving us quality basketball. I'm really excited. Like, these playoffs is crazy. Obviously, we don't know. We got this on Sunday, so we don't know who's going to win between the Bucks and Pacers. I'm going to go ahead and say it's going to be the Pacers. Feel me? Something slight.
Nah, we're going to do a reaction video to that one. I'm going to tell you. That ain't going to be it.
Oh, I can't wait.
I can't wait.
Hey, Orlando lost. Donovan Mitchell going crazy. But you see they're basically trying to get Donovan Mitchell to Miami next year?
I like that because it should have been Brad Beal, but now it's going to be Donovan Mitchell. That's huge.
Yeah, he brought it up. Maybe think of the
Yeah, I like
younger.
That.
They got to pair somebody else younger with
JB.
Yeah. And with Bam, honestly. Hero, talented, but.
I fuck with Hero.
You need Donovan Mitchell there instead of Tyler Hero. They're going to have to make a move, bro.
Yeah.
Because if not, Bam going to leave.
I like Tyler Hero, but he can't.
Get him over the hump.
He can kill. He like a third, fourth type of guy. Mm-hmm. He can kill. He can have moments where he can get you 25. He gonna average 18 to 20 a game.
Yeah.
But he ain't like, I
see what you're saying. He ain't Donovan.
Nah, he ain't. Yo, we need to win this game. Jimmy out. You gotta go for 40.
I respect
that. He not on that.
Yeah, that's tough. And that's not no slight to him because he cold. But
he
that's,
cold, but he ain't on that.
Like, I know in the playoffs, Donovan Mitchell will give me 40 points.
Right. Donovan Mitchell has 70 before, bro.
I'm just saying. Me and DJ was watching Donovan at the game.
Oh, yeah, when they played the Pacers. I told you that's...
Right. Nah, bro, he raw.
Yeah, he
raw.
Bro. Yeah, bro.
That was crazy.
Him and Jamal Murray had them back and forth. That's when you like, yeah. I ain't never seen Tyler Hero really have that kind of moment. Yeah.
Hey, that's crazy that you bring that up. That's when... Hey... Jamal Murray Cole.
Yeah,
he gets overlooked a lot. But that bubble back and forth is one of the best basketball matches I've seen in my life. Niggas was going crazy.
He only get looked over because he tore his ACL or whatever he hurt.
Yeah.
If he ain't get hurt that year, like, niggas would be talking about him. Like,
but even with the guards in the West, like, they don't ever put him in the top 5-6. And it's like, damn near, like, is it disrespectful or is it damn near fair? Because if you look at the guards, quote unquote, in the West,
I don't know if he's in that, but he's still cold.
Yeah, but his stats don't ever be crazy because he played with a good team. Like, yeah.
Gotcha.
You know, some of these niggas are the go-to players on their team. He not the go-to player as Jokic.
They niggas is Jokic. Blossoming. Aaron Gordon went there and blossomed, bro. So that's kind of hard.
Yeah. KCP, man, good.
Michael Porter.
Porter shoot every fucking time, so.
That's and, they goddamn J.R. Smith on that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
he
know,
be letting that bitch fly.
My nigga does not get assists. It's in the air.
Fuck with it.
Family
shots up. Get them shots up. On and off the court, King. The shit show.
Hey, man, we ain't talking about Jonte's operation, dog.
Bad ops. Bad ops.
I don't see how that went down, bro.
Bro, he took the under on himself for 80 bands. Nigga, what? That's the biggest red flag. Who was putting all this fucking money on Jonte Porter?
Nobody.
Why are you running it like that, though, bro? Like, keep it low. Let it build
you
up.
Ain't just letting your nigga do all this?
That's what I'm saying. I don't even understand why you're involved.
Bro, it's not like they was taking big wins. Nigga, they was taking L's.
But I would have just had, like, never mind. It don't even matter. But, like, you could have had your homeboy.
I would have been betting on my teammate. I wouldn't even been betting on myself. It's another nigga sitting right next to you.
I would have had.
I know this nigga sad.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I would have had my
your,
nigga doing right. Like, I'm a call. Now, don't call me. Pull up to the crib. I'm going to tell you how this going to go.
Yeah.
This nigga, Scotty Barnes, is hurt.
Yeah.
I seen him. That nigga ankle fat as hell. Put the under. He ain't going to do shit tonight. Put the under.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would have went about my motherfucking business. And then.
That's simple math, man.
We wouldn't have had
bro.
No text messages. We wouldn't have had no type of shit because I said everything to your face.
Yeah.
And then if you would have told on me, I'd be like, this nigga lying on me. What?
Fucking the family tree up, bro.
You see what Otani did, bro? Otani did it the right way.
You already making M's. You ain't even chasing no crazy bag.
You know what's crazy? Did you see the assistant coach? So basically said an anonymous coach came out and said, nobody's going to be like, damn, we can't get Jonte Porter. And then some dude on Twitter, I don't know if it's real or not, came out. He was like, no, it's me. I'm the assistant coach. I didn't need to be anonymous. Don't nobody want him. I said, God damn.
Shout out to the coach.
And he could really hoop, too. That's the crazy part.
He was just getting going, bro. He was trying to get some run in Toronto.
Damn.
That operation is one of the filthiest operations I've seen.
Now that nigga banned forever.
Yeah, he the lamest nigga ever in sports.
I had an idea, though. Since we on the podcast, we need to hit him up and make him our gambling partner. Like, he need to do the gambling part of the show. If we can get Jonte Porter.
Jonte.
I fuck with you.
We got
everybody
for
else
you.
Calling you a goofy. You brilliant to me. Come
got,
on the show.
We got a podcast for you.
Yeah, we got a podcast.
We know we're going to talk about it first, though. That's going to be first episode. And then after that, we go for it.
Yeah. That's how y'all going to break the ice with that nigga?
Yeah. I got a great idea for
hey,
you.
Nigga, this is the operation over here. I see what you did with yours. We're going to need some clarity when we work together.
I swear. That's what we need, bro. He can be our... How do we bet on this game, Jonte?
Hey, the fact that y'all think this nigga wants to be in front of a camera is nuts.
He ain't got no choice.
He ain't got a job.
You
he about to go who?
He going high, bro, for a while, bro.
For what?
Coming
for
back,
what?
Bro.
You better like play off of this, bro. I fucked up. But guess what? I'm pivot. Addicted to gambling. What's
come on,
happening?
Bro.
You got to,
it's
bro.
Our DraftKings promo here.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to y'all commercial, bro. Talking about this nigga's mental health. He's not getting in no camera, bro.
But we don't know if he's cool or not, bro.
I really don't care.
Get through.
Get with some.
Hey, that's your fault. Do dumb shit. So now I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to help you.
See,
capitalize
yeah,
on
come
your
on, Orlando
shit.
Jones or Orlando Brown. I mean,
those are two separate niggas you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Nah, they fuck the same hoes. It's cool. That's
a sick ass tag team. Hey,
real Jeff Hardy brothers.
Name yourself Orlando. Hey, it's
nigga,
trash anyway.
Mike Hardy posted a picture. Somebody was just like, fuck this, get back on the perks. I said, yo. This wrestling shit crazy, man.
Y'all niggas like that dumb ass shit. That wrestling shit is bullshit.
Nah,
bro.
You got the Hardy Bros. Fucked up. My oh, niggas going crazy.
Get back on the perks. What?
Perk angle.
That nigga used to take, bro, when he said he took 100 pills a day, that's crazy.
No way, bro.
Some people just
live as legend. Respect
nah, bro. That's bullshit. That was elderberry pills, bro. Ain't no way that was real hard.
You said Kurt Angle was on the doctor's heavy diet?
That nigga said he was taking 100.
No fucking way, bro.
Nigga said he was
you
doing
You
gonna
die, bro.
Nah, bro. Shit. Watch the documentary, bro. Bro, nigga watch, was out bro. Here.
He's lying, bro. That's cat, bro.
Hey, man, y'all see that they said 50 Cent is the male version of Tyler Perry, opening up the new studios in Louisiana.
That's out of pocket.
Why would they have the male version? It's crazy.
Don't do 50 like that. Hell no. Nah. We ain't putting that smut.
He the real Tyler Perry.
Tyler Perry, a B-Warrior. We ain't doing that to 50.
What's a B-Warrior?
Please, no. We don't need
oh,
any.
Oh, Boondocks. Okay. Gotcha.
Mike with the anklet. If you need clarification.
Oh, that warrior. I got you.
Slide to the left. But nah.
Bottom boys, not the hood.
Oh, don't do my niggas like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pause, not the hood.
Pause. Pause. I used to tell Jamar that too every time it was his name on 2K. Bottom boys, but pause.
Oh, wow.
Pause. But that's my nigga though.
Respect.
Pause. But
damn, JP.
I get why y'all, I know y'all from the bottom. Pause.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's a different meaning now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
No Carmichael.
Hey, hey, I got to say this too. Jamar don't eat pork.
Be here and be putting smut on our Muslim friend.
Nigga. No, he said that. He said he ain't bacon on that pizza.
Nigga, his son hit me up like, my dad eat pork now.
See, Keno? That nigga been starving you. Keno. He go in there and lock that room.
Keno like mad at him. Chrissy mad at him. He like, yeah. Nigga, you fucking up my family, nigga.
Nah,
I don't
for sure. Keno, go up under that bed, nigga. Fuck what Jeff talking about, nigga. That motherfucking pepperoni slice is right there, nigga.
With the cheese. The salami with the cheese is under there. No, I'm just
playing. Having cheese outside the refrigerator chilling is nuts.
The pepperoni touch is crazy.
Oh, man, let me stop, bro. He was
shout out to the community, though. He's brand new to the community, so give him some grace, y'all. He just joined not too long ago.
Jamar hit that nigga, man. I
mean, that ain't me, nah, bro. For real. He just joined a couple months ago. So Ramadan was different for him.
You stupid.
Goofy Rambo. Hey,
bro, I know you real to your religion, bro. I seen you pray 5 times, bro.
Hey, man.
That's crazy.
Did y'all see Brian?
He did it all in a row, though. I was like, it's supposed to be like separate. Hours, bro. Like on the sunrise, that type of shit. But like,
and take that carpet to the dry cleaners, nigga. That motherfucker been on every street in Indianapolis.
I ain't gonna lie, that nigga did have like Kool Aid stain on this shit.
You know, motherfuckers got their lawn chairs at the football.
Move on. I'm trying.
Move on. All right, I quit, bro.
Hey, man.
My nigga did pray 5 times on the road.
Yeah, bro. He heard you, bitch ass nigga.
I'm just thinking about it.
He was heard you. Crazy.
All right, I'm playing. I quit.
You'll know when you get it. It'll say eBay, authenticity, guarantee. You'll feel it because when it comes to your feet, eBay has your back. Maybe it's that head-turning pair for hooping or a hot new collab. Whatever you're after. When you cop on eBay, you can trust that your kicks will be checked by experts. Not just any expert, sneaker experts who live and breathe the culture. Real people with real hands-on authentication experience. That's when Blue Checkmark represents on our listing. eBay Authenticity Guarantee, meaning every inch, stitch, sole, logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. So when you finally step into those grill kicks, you'll realize the feeling is unlike any other. And with eBay Authenticity Guarantee, the feeling of real is always within reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Without a ball, it's just a court. Without your spirit, it's only a game. So together with the fans, we bring our best.
For your next pregame, let's share a twist on the classic, the Hennessy Margarita.
A squeeze of fresh lime juice.
And a bit of agave syrup. Top it off with some ice and a salted rim.
Mix it, shake it, pour.
And enjoy the spirit of the NBA.
Hennessy, without your spirit, it's only a game. 21 and over only. Please drink responsibly.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true.
If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, did y'all see Brian McKnight?
Oh, I'm out there. Oh, fuck him.
He said, nah, my first favorite was evil. I was like, rebranding your family is crazy.
I fuck with that.
I don't fuck with Brian McKnight at all, bro. Colombo talked about him too.
Yeah, Colombo said he's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Colombo has been nothing but right. About
I
everything
swear to
himself.
God, bro, Columbus Short might be the most truthful nigga I ever met.
For real, bro.
He ain't lied about nothing, bro. Everything he said on that show came to light, bro.
Y'all got to spin that back.
And I feel sorry that I was, like, mad at that nigga. Matter of fact, we got to redo it. Pause the show. Because, like, I was really pissed. Like, man,
he's ready. Now, the level that he's at, he's really ready to tap in for sure. Hey, now, he can get on this bitch and clown,
what he
bro.
Said about Diddy was crazy.
Yeah.
But what he said about Denzel was funnier. For us to see Denzel and Lenny Kravitz.
Crazy,
bro. We didn't even know that was a combo, but I know we always bring that up, but that shit was real.
That nigga Brian McKnight said, yeah, y'all evil, I don't fuck with y'all. Y'all not the kids I want. That is crazy. He
go
said,
get
I didn't
you some new
y'all.
Ones.
Yeah, I like that. Fuck it.
He was a raggedy motherfucker. Brian McKnight.
For him to be the problem and to say, hey, I don't fuck with y'all, it's crazy.
These R&B niggas is out of pocket. Him and Jaheim.
Nah, dude, we're not going to. What did Jaheim do? Besides keep his hair longer than he should.
There it is.
Robin Thicke coming back out. Pause. That name is nuts, bro. Robin Thicke coming back out. Is nuts.
Defund.
But I fucked with Robin Thicke music, though.
I do, too.
Definitely a soulful motherfucker.
Yeah. I'm asleep.
You don't fuck with Robin Thicke?
I'm cool, Robin Thicke, bro. I'm cool.
Y'all need Robin Thicke has slappers, bro.
Oh, God, he do. He better than Jay Holiday.
Ooh, I don't know if he got four.
That's a nasty versus.
I don't know.
He got more music than Jay Holiday.
Yeah, you want it this way. You want it that way.
The song with Pharrell is too much.
No Blur Lines?
Yeah. So I don't fuck with music like that, but it's a hit for,
Marvin Gaye family said it was a hit, too.
Yeah.
Who?
Marvin Gaye family said, yeah.
Oh, they came.
Give me all that money.
At a state.
Yeah, they came. They
probably need it. I respect that.
What them niggas don't need it.
What y'all feel about Michael Jackson biopic about to come out?
Can't wait.
Who's playing it?
His son.
Flex.
Cat Williams?
Nah, his nephew playing him.
Which one?
One that look white.
Damn.
White boy.
But he look like that nigga. For real.
Whose son is that?
Shit, one of them niggas.
Damn, that's crazy.
I think
that's
it's
gonna
RuPaul.
Be trash.
I'm about to call him RuPaul. What's the nigga name?
Damn.
Hold on.
The thing about RuPaul is
The sister, the one that...
Janet?
Nah,
Toya?
It gotta be somebody. So I don't know fuck
someone. One of them Jackson.
Jafar Jackson?
Yeah, Jafar.
That nigga named Jafar?
Oh, that nigga.
Like J-A-F-A-R?
That nigga
J-A-A-F-A-R.
Okay, yeah, whose son is he?
Jafar.
Jermaine?
I'm trying to find him.
Jafar, that's a fire name.
That might be Randy's son.
Jermaine.
Jermaine was the first to had a Carlos Boozer.
Oh, for sure.
His shit been like that since 1982.
That's a nigga whose face look like Seal.
He damn near really do look like him.
But don't he look like him, though? Yeah.
He look like he went through a fire.
He got a biopic. He got a biopic coming out.
Real Sebastian Telfair.
Mike did get burnt up, bro. Don't do that.
Ooh.
Mike Jackson, bro.
Oh, on stage.
And that was not
I'm
an accident
about
either.
Jermaine, though.
I don't ever believe that was an accident. He's talking about Jermaine.
Y'all so much, man. His face is...
I don't believe that should have happened.
Jermaine was the first one to marry the Motown people, right?
Mm.
Barry Gordy's daughter or some shit like that.
Kicked off the lineage.
That light-skinned girl, she was raw in the movie. Damn, why didn't know Jermaine did that? He was.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or was
Yep, was cracky. Yep, sure was.
I know that's not really a movie, but that's one of the finest like doc bio series of all time.
Oh, my mama.
The best.
Yeah, what's my nigga from Smart Guy? He killed that motherfucker with pause when he was little.
Yeah. The nigga had the residuals from Jason Lion
Weaver.
King.
Yeah, I about to call that nigga Marcus.
That nigga Jason Weaver. Bro, I was cracking up. We was out and somebody played fucking that, like on the little speaker, played the Chingy One Call Away, and I heard that nigga sing. I said, that nigga sung in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that shit
that's
existed.
That's a big record, too.
Jason Weaver.
Yeah, Jason Weaver.
Yeah, that's a big record.
Also, I forgot Chingy existed, too.
Yeah. He had about three, too. Chingy had about three.
Chingy first album is fire. Hey, who was better, Chingy or Murphy Lee?
Chingy. Landslide. Feature Murphy Lee for sure.
Yeah. But I don't know.
Artist Dolo. Come on, bro. Don't do Chingy like
Murphy
that.
Murphy Lee had what? What's the hook gonna be? That was it.
Yeah. Chingy's a legend, bro. You out of pocket. Pocket Mike's definitely out of pocket.
I seen Nelly got Ashanti pregnant.
Secure the bag, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as they put that, they pick stitch Herb Gotti face next to it, I was crying.
They gotta let Herb live, man.
Yeah, Herb gotta chill, though. Don't keep saying you cracking my girl, bro. Don't keep bringing that up.
Hey, Chris Brown said it. Everybody retweeted it.
Well, I'm just saying, it's different.
How y'all feel about Sweetie, though? Somebody was saying something about, like, how Sweetie was getting love for getting cracked by everybody, but everybody was mad at Megan Thee Stallion.
And Lloyd Harvey.
Yeah.
Mm.
How y'all feel?
Well,
they pick and choose in their community a lot, so I'm surprised about the double standards.
I fuck with a three-man weave. All of them good with me.
Ball don't touch the ground. Oh,
all three of them straight with me, bro.
Which one? Who you picking? If you had to go, if this is three queens, who you picking?
The three queens.
Yeah. You the kings, queens, and whores. So yeah, the so, whores. I mean the queen session.
Damn, Megan, damn near.
She number one.
She's give me the rock. So she might be third.
Oh, she ISO.
Yeah, she might be third. I'm gonna put Lori. Whew. Give me Lori, Sweetie, then Big Meg for put her in the post.
Bigfoot.
That's my Gus Smacker 4.
Oh, okay. Where you go?
Sweetie's dating off the roster.
You not fucking with Sweetie?
After I seen her BMF performance, she's holding the team back.
It don't mind.
Run me Lori and Meg.
Sweetie's it's not a bad one, bro.
Yeah, but she be eating spicy crab in her car drinking fucking Sprite.
Turn up, man.
That bitch is lethal.
Turn up, bro.
That bitch got
I know, she's probably pressure.
Her stomach is terrible.
Megan be moving that motherfucker, though.
I ain't really tapped in on Megan like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Nike.
That's Mike shit.
For sure.
But I go with Lori.
That's
Sweetie.
Why he got the chinky beef.
Yeah, like I go Lori.
That's all he do is watch Megan Thee Stallion videos while we recording. But that's why, I put her third because he kind of did too much with her.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes niggas gas a woman so much.
You put Lori over Meg Thee Stallion, though.
Would you put Sweetie? Yeah.
No, definitely not. 100% not.
I'm going to take Lori, Sweetie, then Meg.
Yeah.
I'm going.
For sure.
Lori, Meg. I don't.
Well, we know.
Yeah, Sweetie. List. Sweetie out of pocket.
Yeah, y'all only not fuck with her because she eats hot Cheetos and pickles together?
I'm just not a fan.
I can't trust your life decisions if you're out here mixing ramen noodles and nacho cheese.
That's good. You're
liable to crash out.
DJ, you hit bitches on bad diets. I hate this healthy shit, y'all. I don't mean to call
allegedly.
Niggas out.
Nah, you fuck bitches that fight. Yeah.
See, I can't respond.
Right. You fuck bitches that motherfucker drink Fruitopia's and eat spicy chicken sandwiches, bro.
Oh, God.
Strawberry passion awareness.
Oh, God.
So cut it out.
Fruitopia's was nasty.
This nigga
as fuck.
Just got on this odd journey. Fuck out of here.
Wait, you said Fruitopia was nasty?
That shit was gross.
Oh, you crazy.
What?
Hawaiian Punch and Fruitopia was nasty as hell.
Hawaiian Punch is disgusting, but Fruitopia was gun smoke.
Gun smoke.
I always been a Minute Maid, nigga.
Respect. I'm a Berry Punch nigga myself. For sure.
Hey, the Minute Maid tastes better in different, depending on what you get it in. And the cartons is fire. In them bottles, it is not the same.
Yeah, it's mid in the bottle.
Them cartons go crazy.
Yeah. I gotta try the blue one, though. The little blue. Raspberry joints fire.
Heat.
You still in the Minute Maid trenches?
No, bro. I'm never leaving where I came from. Please. Yeah. You feel me? I am always going to tap in. I'm never leaving rallies alone. I'm never leaving. That's why I told that bitch in Longhorns, kill yourself. I'm never leaving the bad shit alone, bro.
She asking you, confirm if you wanted three drinks.
No, she didn't. She said, are you sure you want it? Bitch, if your cockeyed ass gonna go tell Bruce back there to fucking pour that Hidden Valley in them motherfucking containers. Like I told y'all, y'all gonna die when y'all supposed to, bro.
Hidden Valley is hilarious.
That's the best ranch in the world.
I don't even like ranch. I don't eat nothing white.
Oh, yeah. You don't know nothing about that. You do, don't. You did say you don't eat nothing white.
Nah,
but y'all know y'all gonna die when y'all supposed to. So I don't give a fuck how many push-ups, cartwheels, jumping jacks you do. Bitch, you're through.
What else happened in the world, man?
Hey, man, I ain't know one of our favorite race car drivers fucked a Gucci man, man.
Oh, yeah, I seen that. Bro, Mark Martin, right?
Mark Martin fucked a Gucci man, bro.
On NASCAR 96, I used to pick his car every time.
He had one of the fire jackets, too. Like, the race car jackets, he had the elite boy.
No, that's which tough. Was the best one? Jeff Gore? DuPont?
Yeah, my leather DuPont is
That DuPont is iconic. For me, it's that one, secondly close, right behind it, even though it got slutted out across America. That M&M's, the black one, was elite.
Nah, that Dale Earnhardt.
I fucked with it. It was just simple. That M&M's black one just had all the different graphics to it.
Yeah, facts.
But nah, that
DuPont is number
that
one.
That DuPont Rainbow Boys, damn near crazy.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
No Carmichael. Rainbow. You can't wear that jacket today without a disclaimer.
Well, I ain't gonna say that because niggas still be wearing them Polaroid tees and they got the whole left hand gang on the front of it and niggas still wear them.
Shout out to them.
The Polaroid gang?
Yeah.
Where'd you get them from?
The real flicks. Paxson, niggas wear Polaroid tees. Just pay attention. They got the whole rainbow gang on the front of it.
I don't want that in my algorithms, but respect.
Your favorite, some of your favorite people that you're close to, bro. Got a Polaroid tee.
How you feel about him saying, I'm not getting that. How you feel about him saying he fucked with Gucci?
Nothing wrong
man.
With it.
I thought that shit was crazy, but the fact that he really knew what he was talking about was crazy.
Yeah, that shit. That
like he was really tapped in.
That shit was hard.
But you know what's crazy? I've been to a Gucci Mane concert in Cloud 9, and it was white people in that motherfucker. So I'm not surprised.
White people more tapped into our music than what y'all think.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you
Gucci Mane's been out forever.
You go to her. I mean,
a long time.
White people love Lemonade.
That's funny.
For real, they used to play that in the Vogue.
But to see.
Oh, God. And we don't got no problem. Going to a goblin, they played the fuck out that shit.
Yeah.
Bro, like, we done been to a lot of concerts, and especially rap artists. And you see that crowd is not always just black.
I've never been to an all-black concert in my life.
No. I don't care what artist it is. It's
outside of the
be.
Club, the club, of course, we're going to see Jeezy, it's niggified. But if we're going to like a
amphitheater,
Ruoff or some shit like that, bro, it's, come on, man.
Them are 50-50.
Yeah.
Always them are 50-50.
Yeah.
Like that Rod Wave.
Yeah.
I was like, God damn.
Yes, man.
That's a lot.
That was a beautiful show,
all Caucasians in here.
Beautiful show, man.
I'm
glad my nigga got to experience that, man.
I said, damn, it's a lot of depressed motherfuckers in this bitch.
He was really in that bitch sitting down like...
I've never seen people sing so hard because I'm like, damn, bro, y'all really sad as fuck.
Bodies just might start dropping from the ceiling.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all niggas
music
are
note.
Sad as hell because y'all are like singing y'all hearts out.
Like, no bullshit, DJ. He could have put the mic down on every song.
Yeah.
No gas, bro.
Nah, he...
That's crazy.
That shit was amazing, bro.
For real.
I respect that. He got a hell of a fan base. You got to respect it.
I'm tapped in, bro. Dope.
For sure. But hey, before we get up out of here, Giannis talked about why he couldn't go to Adidas because they weren't trying to bring Thanasis with him.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah, he was just like, hey, I told them I was going to rock with them, but they need to sign my brother too. He said they okayed him, so they got to that sign table. He was like, oh, y'all ain't fucking with my brother? I ain't fucking with y'all. And then he also confirmed, which we already knew about him being on the team, was like, hey, my brother got to get a roster spot too. I think that's fire that he talked about that publicly.
He said that shit.
Yep. He got on his brother's podcast and said it. I think that's fire.
Only for the family, bro. Only like, the family.
Man, fuck that shit, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got that type of pool.
Tell them niggas that in the big three.
Pay my brother, bro. Because now Giannis ain't got to look out like as much. Like, nah, he can hoop. Shit, he all right.
Crazy thing about that, not to be in their business, though. That nigga still take care of everybody. So even though his brothers make money and shit, well, he just told us, like, yeah, I still take care of everything. They're my guys. Like,
yeah.
So they get to save their money and shit. He makes so much money. And he a generous dude. He cool as fuck. Yeah. So that's hard, though.
That's definitely dope. You told Q, Mook playing? Like,
yeah, I said, yeah, I'm going to sign my brother, bro.
Out the gate.
When y'all first kick off?
Shit, I don't know, but shit.
Oh, damn.
Y'all know me, nigga. I just pulls up.
Man. I saw the real. I saw.
I'm Ryan Garcia, no trainer.
Oh, Lord.
None of that shit. Overweight.
It's podcast and Henny.
Podcast Henny.
Yeah, we
I'm coming with the podcast.
We need to pull up.
And after I make a shot, nigga, I'm going to go walk over to the motherfucking, put the headphones on, sub out, start doing a podcast in the middle of the game.
Nah, nigga, that'll turn you up. No cap.
That shit kind of hard. I might do that shit.
nigga, that'll turn you the fuck up. Hey,
I had a camera.
Well, Ice Cube, like, that'd be Ice Cube crazy. Real, I'll just say, oh, yeah. Got a little bit of flexibility now.
I was like, oh, that shit about to be hard.
But nah, that shit's fire, man. Like when J.R. Smith was in Knicks, it's like, nah, my brother need to be on the roster too. I fuck with that. We only get to use nepotism so much. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
And I could see if his brother was like super, super sad though. Like his brother was already. I'm not fucking with him, bro.
Nah, bro, motherfucker.
You see the behind the back.
There's a lot of dust in this motherfucker.
Nah, his brother went to the league before him.
No, for sure. Shout out to Thon Thon, bro. I really don't like.
Crazy.
I don't hate him, bro. It's just the low lights that they put up, bro, is for.
The low lights?
Yeah, it's just for us to see, bro.
Nah, I want that nigga to come on the podcast.
The family dynamic is fire, bro.
Like,
nah, that shit. Can pop shit forever.
That's just people who. It's so weird that we like criticize people who was able to take care of their family. Like,
yeah.
We criticize people who can't take care of their family.
Yeah.
Make that
if
shit.
If I was him, I would have went all the way in, though. My little brother need one, too. Fuck it. Big bro and little bro need to be on the team. Fuck we doing. Or I'm leaving.
Yeah. Listen.
I would have wowed out.
Did you do that with Lou at High Pike?
Yeah. My senior year, they ain't want to let my best friend Lou play. Told the nigga I was going to sit out. Left my nigga Lou on the team. Coach was like, well, fuck it, sit out then. Bet. Came back an hour later. Hey, Lou, get to Luke and get Zach right, man. Lou, be there on every day on time. I'm going to fuck with him. I should have went a little harder. He better start. My bad, Lou. I ain't put enough.
You crossed on y'all just
yeah, yeah. I should have added a
your
little
more. Your negotiation wasn't there yet?
Yeah, I was like, fuck. You on the team, nigga. I should have told him you got to start. Fuck. My bad, Lou. I fucked up your career.
Oh, shit.
Hell no, man. Hey, on that note, we'll get the fuck up out of here. Be here and tell the people where they can buy some merch.
ShopClub520.com, baby. I'm rocking it today. You feel me? So grab your shit. Grab your kinky shit from Mike. Mike the Great. Add him on everything. Twitter, Instagram, Tinder, TikTok, all that shit for your kinky toys. But if you want Club 520 merch, ShopClub520.com.
He started his OnlyFans, so.
Yep, it's again, Mike the Great. Just make sure you type it in just like that.
Yeah. And
Mike, I thought it was Mike Just Great. Mike my fault.
Shut the fuck up, DJ.
Oh, my fault.
Oh, Mike Just Great.
My fault.
Oh, Mike the Great is for the freaky shit.
Yes.
And Mike Just Great is for the photo, the freaky photos.
There we go.
And he's over there right now working on the invisible ink.
Yeah, you can find Club 520 and WHOP, WHOP. He is Mike Just the Great, WHOP.
Mike told us about that. He told me about the invisible ink. I'm like, what is this blurry shit, Mike? He's like, oh, that's the invisible ink. You just usually do like this. You got to do it real good.
Invisible ink.
When a girl see the news, you said that.
I ain't never seen that before.
Bro, he's so out of pocket, bro.
I don't know. We might be back next week.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.